The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon, cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made, cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own, if you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
We're excited to bring on a couple new sponsors this month, and let me tell you about one that I am going to be using quite regularly. Alive and Well Hydration. Alive and Well Hydration is a mobile IV infusion group. They can do everything from cold and flu, COVID regeneration, fat burners, more energy, B12 injections, prenatal care for all your rough days, athlete recovery, and the hangover cure. Guys, first off, I went to school with this dude who has this place now, or is part of it, Mr. Justin Frost. Thank you for being a sponsor. And let me tell you, they do weddings. They'll come to your house. They come to your office. They'll come to wherever, maybe even your podcast studio. And I just want to tell the folks over at Alive and Well Hydration, I plan on using y'all. Heck, I'm going to have to with the way that my year is going, or the way that my year is going to end anyway. So y'all do me a favor. Y'all go look up Alive and Well Hydration here in Middle Georgia now. New with us this month is C. Martin Construction. My buddy, Dennis Farmer's granddaddy, started it back when he was 16 years old, and my buddy Dennis took it over here recently. They offer everything from site prep, demolition, pond digging, grading, land clearing. My buddy Dennis is cool as hell. Y'all make sure y'all go check them out at C. Martin Construction. They have a money-back guaranteed. If you don't like their service, then they'll make it right with you. I know these folks personally, and as far as construction goes, I think you'll be in damn good hands. So give my guy a call now at 478-283-1246. Call Mr. Dennis Farmer at C. Martin Construction. Now, how about some cowboy stuff? My buddy, old friend, Chris Sapp, owner of Desperado and Company, over at the Pooler Tanger Outlet Mall. They are in Suite 611. They offer all kind of Western wear. Boots, toddlers, youth, women's, men's, everything. They have Ariat wallets, phone cases, men and women's jewelry, Montana silversmith, belt buckles, Ariat belts for men. They offer clinch. Ariat and Wrangler are their main brands of clothes. Lots of exotic boots. Guys, I saw some of the stuff that they're bringing me and some of the stuff I get to try on. Let me tell you, there's a lot of great Western wear places that are up in Nashville that I get to go to. This place compares to every single one of them. So what I need you guys to do is look up Desperado and Company. Chris Sapp. Their phone number is 912-604-0383. 9. Go check them out. Get all turquoise the hell up. Get all westerned up. Look like a cowboy, cowgirl. Western fashion is the coolest shit to me, by the way. And the fact that they're on board as a sponsor now, I can't wait to try on some of the stuff that he has sent me and everything that they have sent me in pictures to get my size in. Dude, it's all banging. It's all awesome. So look up Desperado & Company now. Mr. Chris Sapp, once again, the Puller Tanger Outlet Mall, Suite 611. Let me tell you about the wonderful Miss Vicky down at Dolly's Delights. This time of year is when every one of y'all are looking for something to give your coworkers, your friends, your family, whatever, whoever. And let me tell you, she does these wonderful gift baskets. She brought me one to the studio yesterday. She wanted to change her ad up a little bit, and she wanted to give me a preview of what you guys can get. Now look, I got some great candy, also some other cool things for men, and plus I guess she knew I like candles. She obviously went all out for this basket, trying to put on a good show for me, and she did. So everybody that is associated with Raising Grace Studio will be getting one of these gift baskets for the holidays. And I recommend you guys get them too. Now, she told me this is one of the more expensive ones. But if you don't feel like spending a whole lot of money on one, she's got some for around $30-$40 as well. And she can supply your whole office, your whole school, whatever. So, Miss Vicky at Dolly's Delights, thank you. If you want to get in touch with her now, call her at 478-231-7237 or go visit her at 5122 3rd Avenue, Eastman, Georgia. Now, a couple days ago, I did a show with Miss Lori from Lori's Dive-In over in Alamo. She brought me and Gracie all types of food, even a keto pizza, a cauliflower pizza. I've never ate anything like that before in my life. And let me tell you, it was banging. The wings were amazing. She does this special mix-up with lemon pepper and buffalo, and it's out of this world. Her wings are cooked better than almost any place I've ever been. Let's see, what else did she bring us? She brought us fried Oreos. She brought us fried pickles. The barbecue was awesome. The hamburger was banging. When you go there too, folks, you can go back and listen to the whole episode between me and her. Her staff is awesome. You feel like you're at home. It's just the best little place around. I know whenever we go through Alamo or I'm going down 16, I'm going to divert myself to go get lunch there. Y'all, please go check her out. Her phone number is 912-568-1645. It's on Commerce Street over in Alamo. You can't miss it. It's Lori's Dive-In. Go get fed good. Go get treated good. You're not going to get better service from better people anywhere around here. So go check her out now. What's up, folks? Thank you for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. This is the first show of the 12 Days of Christmas shows. I don't know who's all going to be on the rest of them, but I got a room filled of folks with the first one. We even got somebody in here that's going to play y'all a song, a newcomer to the show that is going to, you got a release coming out Friday, Cutting Onions. I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Caleb King first.
How you doing?
That's all you got
to
say?
That's all. It's my first podcast. I don't know what to say. Or do it with my hands.
You can say any and everything. There's nothing you can't say on here.
Well, I'm just excited to rip on Dustin. So that's my biggest biggest thing. Yeah.
Speaking of Dustin, his girlfriend's sitting next to me. Hi, Reagan. How are you doing? Is this the first time you've actually been on one?
You got to get closer. This is the first time I get my own mic.
How Daddy D has his mic real close to when he sings? You just got to do that. You just got to get real close, just like Daddy D. She calls him Daddy D around
that
other
is
people.
Fake news.
What's his name in your phone?
Dustin Herring.
What's your name in his phone?
Georgia Reagan.
He's got his Georgia Reagan.
Because he's got one for each state.
Yeah. Mr. Riley Anderson, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up?
I'm glad to have you back on the show. I've missed you. I haven't seen you in like 5 days.
Yeah, I know. 5 whole days.
Congratulations on playing your first Riders round in Nashville last week.
It was a pleasure
seeing you do it.
It was cool. I appreciate y'all for coming, for real. Thank you.
Well, you family.
Happy to be there.
Well, you always got to be there for those cool little moments. Miss Gypsy, who's staying with me all week out in the Dick Van.
Yeah, my Dick Van. I love my Dick Van.
I am still curious to see how, because this is a very Christian community. I'm still very I want to see when they figure out what's on top of your van.
Hey, sheriff's already loved me. They've already like scanned my code in the back, and I have 4 new followers on Instagram from
this
town.
It's not
going
to be the sheriffs that get you. It's the Jehovah's Witness church on one side of you or the other.
I was raised Jehovah's Witness. I know how to handle them.
You know what? That doesn't shock me at all that you were raised Jehovah's Witness. And then the guy who always makes the Kurt Cobain jokes.
I'm done.
Mr. Lee Tucker.
Hello.
I won't say the whole joke because hopefully people are going to listen to this that want to download Caleb's music. So we won't say anything too bad on this one because we're not drinking. But Lee Tucker made probably the worst joke. It wasn't the worst. No, I think I've done worse. Oh, no. Somebody falling off the guard tower one time was pretty bad, too. Mark Oriott. But anyway, don't do those today.
Nope.
I still can't believe you sent that Snapchat of that old girl washing your feet,
I'm
you
so
sick bastard.
She wasn't washing.
What?
She was giving me a pedicure.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it was the fact that you sent it to us.
I put it on my story.
Oh, I didn't know you put it on your story.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. That's what the bitch loves little chubby gingers with good attitudes. What can I say? Ain't my fault, bro.
Anyway, so does everybody in the room know each other now? Like, everybody's got a chance to meet? Because I didn't realize Caleb didn't. This is Caleb's first show, like you said a while ago, with us. I got to meet him down at Floribama this year with Dustin Heron. His whole family's awesome. Your little girls were just the cutest damn thing I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you,
just
man.
Running around. I automatically text my daughter and told her she was a piece of shit because she won't do nothing like that with me. He had his kids sitting there watching him play, and they just were in it the whole time. Like, they loved watching daddy play. And I texted Gracie. And I was like, I really want you to come down here with me next year when I come, if Dustin plays or whoever plays for a couple days. And Gracie's like, no, I'm good.
How old is she?
She's 11.
11.
She's an asshole.
Like, can't be that bad.
Oh, my God. If you think Lee Tucker is an asshole or me, she's worse than both of us.
Really?
Yep.
She's mean. I mean, I'm talking about she is.
Well,
she's,
I guess she gets it honest.
She does, but like
she's
she says.
She's a fucking snitch.
Yeah. tell him real fast about that.
Which time?
About the, I can't remember.
Are you talking about Brooke's friend?
Yeah, Brooke's friend.
That was an asshole thing.
Yeah.
That's mean. No. Anyways, now I feel like an even bigger dick. All I said was, I was like, she's still pretty, but she's put on a little bit. And then, like, she's put on a few pounds. She's still pretty.
Yeah, she's good.
Anyways,
girl.
Gracie goes back and tells her, Lee said you was fat. Like, you got fat. So yeah. I ain't talked to this girl in like 3 or 4 years.
It's been a long time.
Next thing I know, my phone blows up like, Gracie told me, or I heard what you said about me. I was like, damn it, Gracie. So, yeah.
What had happened was, I think it was a Snapchat or something, and she had sent something to us, and then Gracie saw it, and you said whatever you said playing around.
We was in the truck, because we was on our way to eat.
Yeah, and Gracie went back and, like, automatically just went out of her way and was like, by the way, Uncle Lee called you fat bitch.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
She is rough.
Yeah.
I'm scared of my kid. I think she's gonna like physically assault me.
I'm scared she's gonna blackmail you for some shit when she gets old enough.
Oh, she bitch wants a Tesla so bad.
Oh,
yeah, that's what. Yeah, Gracie already has picked her car out, which I guess all of us did probably when we was in elementary school. Anyway,
not one we was gonna get.
No. Yeah, Gracie, she thinks that she's actually gonna get a fucking Tesla. But anyway, I got to see you at Floribama. And not only were you extremely good, I told you right away that he's got like that old school voice, that old school shit that
I
love.
I've written a song with him, me and Dustin.
He told me a while ago.
What, a year ago?
Probably. So, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe even longer than that, because that was in my old apartment.
Yeah, I think you were like your last month or something at that place.
Yeah, so it was about a year and a half ago. Yeah. Cool.
You're moving to Franklin?
Yeah, I'm in Franklin. I've been in Franklin last month, made a year. So.
Okay, you like it down there?
I feel way more domesticated, if that's possible.
Okay.
He doesn't do shit anymore. He doesn't like hanging out with us anymore. He moved away from everybody,
it's
so he had an excuse.
$100 round trip in an Uber to go out anymore. Plus, you put on my bar tab in Nashville at least $200. Fucking $300 to go drink with my buddies.
He moved out there, so he had an excuse not to drink with us anymore. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I just don't care about it like I did. I'm almost 40, man. I'll be 40 next year.
I forget. I forget because of how you act that you're older than me.
If I'm already out, I'm going to drink. But I'm not like purposely going to get out of my fucking recliner to go spend $300 and feel like shit for the next 2 days. It's not going to fucking happen.
It's whatever. Yeah. It's fucking. It's just an excuse. Real quick, I forgot to thank Hasten Lot, by the way. I got a date every month for this year, once a month, to do shows at Live Oak.
You said it right.
I learned
Hasten. Hasten, not
when
Hasting.
People start giving you shit and super nice to you, you learn how to say their names right.
Yeah. And you saw it on Facebook, outspelled.
Yeah. But you also said Hasten forever.
I did. I had it in my phone like that until I saw it on Facebook. And I was like, oh, Hasten.
I've been saying this motherfucker
yeah,
wrong
great,
the whole
man.
Time.
He's super nice.
He's
guy.
One of the best.
He's so cool. He even has got it to where there's a company called Pickle Jar that streams all their stuff now. And he's getting me to talk with them or whatever next time I go up there to where they can stream the show and everything on their stuff. Like they, I just saw where they put on the, what was the thing that we saw Tuesday, Riley?
It was like a Christmas, I can't remember the name of the event, to be honest.
I can't either. But it's presented by Pickle Jar, and it's every Tuesday. It's Tribute Tuesday.
Yeah, every Tuesday or one Tuesday a month.
Oh, yeah.
Third Tuesday of the
but
month.
But they've got all the stuff already set up in there, and Hasten's already doing that stuff with them. So, yeah, hopefully even the show will be streamed on there soon to where people can sit there and watch in live and ask for, you know, Lee Tucker to sing them a song.
Nice.
But I'd like to ask all of y'all, when we do our first show there the year, January the 18th, if y'all want to come, y'all want to play on it or whatever, he gave me 2 to 6.
Are you going
to
do an actual round or is it going to be a podcast?
It's going to be a mix. I've got to figure out the best way to mix the two. I think how it's going to be is all of us sitting at the table and talking, but have an artist come up. Like, let's say you got a 10-minute block. Like, so Riley would come up or Caleb or you come up. You got 10 minutes to play your song. Just like you would at a round, instead of taking a break, though, you just play your three straight through. And you talk to the table and everything while you're doing it, then trade it out to the next.
Kind of like the way we did it the last time.
Yeah,
you have one.
Yeah, set up on the end or whatever, and then you have people from social media and everything that are sitting there talking about it. That way, they're sharing your stuff. It's like networking and all that kind of stuff and cross branding. I think it'll work out really good. I've asked Dustin. I'm gonna ask Trent Tomlinson. I met him the other night. Terry Joe, I met her the other night. Well, I met her a couple times with you.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the first time like we exchanged information and everything. I'm going to ask Bobby if he wants to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to make it good for Hasten and me, because it being the first one I've done of the year. What was there? Would I say it wrong?
I heard it.
Did I say it wrong?
You definitely said it wrong again.
Hasten.
You put a T in there.
Did I say Hasten?
It's cool.
Anyway. Everybody in the room's got something going on, so we're going to get to everybody's over the next hour. Well, Lee don't have nothing going on.
No. I'm going to Arizona Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Tell them about you going to Arizona Thursday.
I'm going to Arizona Thursday. I'm just fucking with you. No.
You're such a cunt.
I'm doing a thing called Christmas in the Desert with, it's me, Blue Foley, Kristen Kelly, JC Anderson, Matt Rogers, Josh Roy, Chancey Neal. I'm going to fucking forget somebody. I think that's everybody.
What are y'all doing that's going out there for writer's rounds?
Well, we're doing like two shows. We're doing a couple of them. It's through Nashville Nights. So that's like Blue Foley. They have Nashville Nights International. They're the ones that sent us to Denmark in September. I think we may be going to Iceland in July, I think. Something like that, maybe. Hopefully back to Denmark in September again. And, like I said, this is one in Arizona. Josh Roy, he's a great artist out there in Arizona. He's actually cutting a couple songs that me and JC Anderson wrote with him. So y'all look Josh Roy up. His new stuff's coming out soon. So we'll be there for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, cutting in Monday.
Okay.
We'll be back. But yeah, it's going to be a good time with a bunch of good folks, just writing some songs during the day and then playing some rounds and telling some stories and drinking too much at night.
Okay.
I'm getting paid to go drink.
Yeah, maybe you'd hang out with me if I paid
for
you to come. There you go. It's got a little incentive. Tell them about the song you got coming out Friday. We're going to play it later on in the show, but
cool, man.
Kind of tell them a little bit about it real fast.
Yeah, so the song's called Cutting Onions. We wrote it about a year ago. So I've been going to Nashville for, I don't know, the past 2 years, every three weeks up there for about 4 days to write. And anyways, I wrote it with two buddies of mine. Adam Hood and Adam Schwinn, we were on a songwriter retreat, like a hunting camp type deal in Alabama, and And we sat down and wrote that song because it was Adam Swin's idea. He had a cut on his finger, kind of like you do right now. And anyways, we decided we came up with that song, Cutting Onions, man. We wrote it in, golly, 30 minutes. And honestly, I forgot about it. And then Ben Ratliff, you know Ben Ratliff?
Oh, yeah. Love Ben.
He sent me a text. He's like, dude, we got to cut this song because that's who produced the record. And so anyways, I started playing it out live, and people were like, dude, that song is awesome. And I'm like, man, I really like this song now too. And we cut it, and Adam Hood actually picked up the second verse on the song. So really excited about it. It's coming out Friday, and I'm playing Carl's Country in Prattville, Alabama.
Prattville, Alabama.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to debut it down there.
Nice, man.
It'll be fun.
So everybody go pre-save it. Look up Caleb King. What's your social media handles? Do you know?
Caleb King Music. Yeah. K-A-L-E-B. K-I-N-G.
Everybody's music. Just so... like, I wish I would have just been Josh Terry everything. Yeah. I just wasn't smart enough to see a future in my social media shit, so it's all stupid named. It's all confusing. Everybody thinks my name's Jonathan or some shit. Anyway, we'll play that in a little bit for you guys, though, so that gives y'all incentive to stick around, and it's good. Like I told y'all, when I first heard Caleb down at Floribama, I knew I was going to like him. Dustin knew I was going to like him. He knows the kind of music that, and voices and shit I like to sit around and listen to. And he was like, you're going to dig this guy. Like I remember him telling me to go out of my way. I think his ass took me there. Yeah. Dude, I like it. I listed everything you sent me the other day. Like, I had it just playing in the car. It's smooth.
Well, thank you, man.
Very much dig it.
Thank you.
And Mr. Ranch Hands over there, anything new you got going on? Any shows or anything you got coming up?
Oh, I'm around the house this weekend.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
Finally, for once, I'm not gone.
So. What about next? Anything next weekend? Is there anything I can fucking promote of yours is what I'm trying to get out.
I mean, I'm playing a little pizza place by the house Friday. Playing a full band thing Saturday, I think. Then, like, Cocklett, Georgia that night. Y'all just go to at Riley Anderson Music, Facebook, Instagram, and find out, because I ain't even posted it yet. That's my bad. I got to get my shit together, man.
You do. And Gypsy's here with me all week. We're doing our toy drive, and Gypsy's helping with it. Thank you for being such a big part of that.
You're welcome.
And everything. Very much appreciate it.
Is it an adult toy drive?
I wish.
Damn
it. I'd be making a lot more money raising it for that.
I buy this Miley Cyrus fizz.
I tell her there's people out there that have special needs. At this time of year.
I'm one of them.
Please clarify what kind of special needs
there's
you're
lonely
talking
people
about.
On the holidays.
That's me.
That's what I'm saying.
On the last show that me and him did together, he thought
we were
it would
drunk
be good.
And he took special needs wrong. Like, there's special needs people that need toys out there, and that's not what I meant. Even though there are, that's not what
my
I meant.
My question is, why are we not drinking today?
It's still confusing the way that you're saying it.
Someone
you're
said
making
we
it sound like there are special needs people that need toys. You're not explaining what the fucking toys are and what the special need is. You stupid motherfucker.
I'm just going
to
leave that
out.
Hold
on.
I turned your mic up because it was so far down a while ago. No, way too high. All right, so what had happened was we were talking about the toy drive on the last show me and him did together.
We were Mexican drunk, as I call it.
We was very we started playing this game on the show. We're not doing it today.
I forgot about that.
But it was every time someone says a racism or something hateful, you had to take a shot of Fireball.
Oh, Jesus.
And we did it.
Drunk real quick.
We did a two-hour show, and when I tell you that we were fucked up by the end of it.
We had already drank a damn pitcher of margaritas and, like, four shots at the Mexican restaurant.
So but Fireball gives me PTSD, man.
We had five people in here, and one of them's really cool, but he's black. And Lee and him like to fuck with each other. And so he got.
It's not my fault. I love him to death, though.
Oh, Josh
shot
is
a fireball
awesome.
Already.
Do what?
I think you need a shot.
Now, if I can't, it's too early. I got to get a kid from school in the next little bit, or I would play that game right now. I can't be that guy or that dad showing up to the car rider line, fucking bumping some Lee Tucker, this hollering. Actually, you're going to go with me to pick her up today because she hates you.
I got to get back.
What you got to
Dude,
get
I
back
I
got to
finish
for?
My certs.
You can go with me 5 minutes to pick up Gracie from school.
All right.
Yeah, she'd love to see Uncle Tucker.
No, she
and won't. We'll embarrass her. We will turn the radio up.
We'll embarrass her.
We'll embarrass her. Like, come get in the truck with your dads. Your dad's gay?
Just get Lee out that sunroof.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah. Doing that Petey Pablo.
Yeah, speech. My shirt.
Boy, she would fucking murder me. I'm not even playing. That kid would fuck me up if
she didn't want to go to the bathroom by herself the other day. That was the funniest shit.
She's mean. She's like, somebody's going to steal me. All her and her mom watch is murder documentaries and stuff like that. So now she think everybody is just a piece of shit. And she's like, someone's going to take me.
You think they'd give her back?
I don't know.
Would they give her back? Yeah. Probably. I'd give her back some days. And I saved you for last what you got going on, by the way. So I'll quit picking on my kid for a minute. You need to tell folks about the services that you're offering.
You didn't get to. I didn't get to tell them the services I was offering.
Yeah, you didn't talk to Gypsy. Go back to Gypsy.
What special needs are you offering? I know, but Gypsy's doing more shows with me in the next couple of days. Okay. We're gonna make me and Gypsy's gonna do a whole show together.
All right.
Just us with a buzz. Where every time she says something that makes me uncomfortable, we're both gonna drink.
Oh wow!
No, that's not fair.
And then get because
everything I say makes you uncomfortable.
She's not. She doesn't get uncomfortable. So
yeah, I do.
So if you make me uncomfortable, then I have to drink. If I make you uncomfortable, you have to drink.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't get uncomfortable, so she's gonna be
so. The first time we hung out, or maybe even like when you went to the beach with us too, Gypsy gets out of hand, like verbally. And so she'll say something to me, and I'll be like, 10, you're at a fucking 10.
She verbally assaults someone?
Yeah, me. She'll say something, and she's so nonchalant with the stuff that she says.
You get so red. It's so
It's just like, Gypsy, we're in fucking public. Can you not? And she's like, I don't
real
care.
Chuck E. Cheese, calm the fuck down.
We try not to go around places there's children.
It's kind of hard to avoid sometimes. But anyway. Besides for Lee's, it was a sex toy drive, by the way.
Yeah.
I know I got confused and skipped over some shit, but that's what the show was about the night. Lee got drunk, and Lee was like, you know what we ought to do? Everybody just ought to donate their sex toys to the needy that don't have sex toys.
There's lonely people on the hall.
Yeah, that's what he means.
I think me and him need to do one together. I think that would be a fun freaking time.
Oh, my God. You know what would be funny? You two drunk together doing one.
Nope.
Donate. That sounds scary. Thought that was the one kind of toy that you can't share with people, man.
I think you can.
I mean, you
I think
can.
It's gonna be clean.
Trust
properly.
Me, there's things that are double-ended that you definitely
sure,
share.
But like just the ones that you have at the house, I don't think you're supposed to just like, here, I don't, these got some mileage on them. I don't want them no more, you know.
There's not as much. It's got 25% tread left on it.
Try out my hand-me-down dildo.
What do you think X's are, fucker?
It's gently used.
What do you think X's are?
Yeah. They're fucking used sex toys.
I gotta go.
Yeah. Caleb's
sorry
like,
about your song party. Yeah.
Who invited him?
Yeah, Caleb's like, I'm a good person, guys. Yeah,
Caleb
did.
Tells everyone,
I'm so glad
like,
my kids don't have
this,
a phone
this
right
time,
now.
Let's get to this time.
It's your first and last podcast, right?
Yep. Well, I wanted to make sure people were going to download it and share your song and all that kind of stuff.
It.
So probably the more you're actually uncomfortable, probably like, that's a good guy. We're going to help him out. We're going to pre-save the shit out of his song. We're going to download it when it comes out. Are y'all putting it out, by the way, on like TikTok as a sound and all that kind of stuff?
I hope so.
You don't know?
No clue.
Somebody takes care of all that for you?
Me, so.
Oh, well, yeah. You're really on the ball.
I'm really on the ball. I hope Team Gore has an option. So I might have to call Lee. And
they do.
Okay, there we go. I did all the things. So,
okay. Yeah,
so it should be on there.
There's a timestamp on there. Make sure that you hit the timestamp where you want the song to
start.
It'll start at the very beginning, and it'll just fuck
you. Got to make the sound on TikTok or whatever to where it is. Like the catchiest line of the song or the song or the line that
the hook, all that,
yeah,
whatever
something
you want the
that
song
people
to start.
Yeah, something that people can make into videos and stuff. A lot of people just say fuck it and start it at the very beginning.
Yeah, well you don't know because you just assume that they did that because Instagram does that. They get it where you can choose what part of the song.
Yeah,
TikTok just starts the fucking song wherever you know, and usually it starts at 000. So you actually have to set the counter in there, and I didn't know that. You can't go back and edit it that I know
so
of.
So do you have to do it like now?
You have
now?
To do it when you upload the song on TuneCore or wherever you're uploading.
Okay, so I didn't do that then.
No. Yeah.
Yep.
See?
I didn't set the times.
You might can call them since it hadn't came out yet. I would go ahead and call them. It's Monday. Yeah, try to call her. Probably email them. Every fucking where wants an email. You can't talk to nobody anymore.
It depends on your distributor, too, because, like, DistroKid, it'll let you edit it post.
Yeah.
Post release. Yeah.
It should. It should Thank still you. Let you edit it. Maybe so. I don't know.
But I don't know if TuneCore will.
Yeah, I'll check it out when
might be an
I
option.
Get home.
Cool. Yeah. Well, before we get you played here next little bit, Reagan has not only been a sponsor on the show, she's also sponsoring Dustin Heron right now.
she is his sponsor.
The Boneless Children.
She is his sponsor.
Special needs.
Is that a tree stand joke or what?
Oh boy.
This is Riz's bro.
For those who don't know, Dustin Heron fell out of a tree stand and broke his right wrist.
His shooting hand.
His shooting hand. His guitar head. He can't play the guitar at all right now. What used to be a one-man band is
not. A one-man band is a one-hand man now.
Yeah. That poor lesbian school teacher.
Yeah, say he looked like a librarian that got pushed down the stairs.
That's definitely a lesbian PE teacher. He wants you to jump rope and jump rope now. She showed me a picture the other day, and it was like, because you know Dustin's just a miserable cunt. Like, Dustin is miserable all the time. So am I. So is Lee. We're old. We're old, bitter, miserable people. Like, we're like, fuck this life. Nothing good's happened. Yeah. Like, nothing good ever happens. And
since that new George Jones show, that's the best thing that's happened to me in a while.
Yeah.
Thanks for looking up.
Yeah, that's good. And then you figure out what George is out there.
Oh, yeah.
I knew he was crazy, but he is out there.
That Tales from the Tour Bus. Really,
yeah.
Really.
It's like they copied it, but put it into real life. Yeah.
I haven't seen it
yet. Oh, dude, it's fucking awesome.
I'm excited.
But, no, she showed me this picture of her and Dustin, and it's like he got in a photo booth, and he's smiling. I don't know what you're doing to that G from Alabama, but God damn.
Easy, Kanye.
Yee!
I like the juice. I'm a big fan.
I like juice, too.
Orange juice, apple juice.
Somebody out there is like, how is this a show and why am I listening? Yeah. Top 1% in the world, just to remind y'all. This is the kind of content that 1% of the world wants to listen to. Oh, God, that's funny. But, no, thank you for helping him out at this trying time. We appreciate it. If it weren't for you, he probably would have gotten the deer stand and didn't catch himself when he fell this time. Anywho, so tell him about your business.
We love you, Dustin.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, so I
That's hard to follow. Yeah.
You gotta get a little closer to your mic. You gotta get a little closer to your mic.
I do feel like I need to leave. Yeah, so
how you feel right now is how I feel all the time around Gypsy. this is exactly how I feel. Anyway.
Yeah, you still invite me back all the time.
So tell them about your weight loss company.
Yeah, so
We're getting there.
That totally changed the subject.
Well, you said you had to leave it too. We had to get it in there before then.
It's fine. You don't have to rush it. So I offer online one-on-one coaching for nutrition and for training. So if you want to work out at the gym, I got you. If you want to work out at home, I got you. I'll tell you what to eat.
Sitting in a room with like four chubby guys.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say that.
Yeah, like this bitch is on a sales pitch right now. Don't know it.
What can you do for us?
I got Gatorade Zero and water right here. I'm on my start. On my way.
January's right around the corner, so if you want a new year, new me, my handle on Instagram is Reagan. That's RAEGAN_FIT. And my full name is Reagan Milholland. You can find me on Facebook. My last name's kind of weird, so Instagram's probably better.
What's the name of the new company?
It's called Rise Athletics.
Rise Athletics. Shut up, Tucker. Trying to do it. You were about to do it.
Nope.
And Dustin Heron, is he a member of this one too, like he was the last one?
He's on the fall program.
Or does he just already kind of get a membership?
That's how.
That was good.
How does that work?
He's on the fall program.
So does he just kind of get the membership? You know.
Yeah, he gets the full package.
I bet he does.
Okay. He gets the meals already cooked.
he gets a chef too.
I told you this is gonna be fucking up with Dustin Harriet this whole time. What's bad is Dustin does it to all of us. Though he told me a good he told me a really good line when we was at the beach. Though he was like, "Your real friends talk shit to your face, and and talk good about you behind your back." Yep. So all of us speak really highly of him when he's not listening. But if he can hear this, fuck you.
I didn't say that.
Huh?
I just want to say, like...
You just want to clarify.
I just want to clarify.
Trust me, he's from Alabama.
That.
I know why you want to make sure.
No, they ain't related.
Oh, that's right.
I'm from Georgia.
No, I just know. He looks like he might be, you know, a little mean. He's got some snakes in his head.
Medusa oblongata.
Whatever.
I'm trying not to take it too far.
You're going to take it. You've already taken it too far.
I usually, by the way, download Roll Tide by Dustin Heron.
Yes.
It just came out a couple weeks ago.
That's amazing.
It ended up in a lot of new music charts. I was very proud of him for that. I was in top 10 on a bunch of them.
He made me cry on Broadway when he played that. I didn't even want to go to Broadway.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Oh, when he played at AJ's.
Uh-huh.
Love AJ's.
I cried laughing.
Last time I was on Broadway, because I was on Broadway.
Same.
Hey, I'll tell you, I've been figured it out, though. Like, I hate it, but if you go with a group of, like, a good group of friends and you know what you're getting into, it's kind of fun.
I only like AJ's. That's the only place I
like
on Broadway.
No.
But y'all don't party like I do.
The only thing I look forward to on Broadway is $2.50 Busch Lights at Roberts.
And the hot dogs. They got the hot dogs.
And the bologna sandwich. The fried bologna sandwich.
That's good
wieners.
I like the whores. They run rampant there. I am a big fan of the whores everywhere.
You like the basic Broadway rhinestones. Yeehaw. I just went and got this outfit for Broadway.
They're not very smart. They're very easy to trick out of their clothes.
You had a cute one. I'll give you that. You did have a cute one that one time. She was.
Which time?
She was beautiful that one time.
Oh, that one time?
That one time. At band camp.
I ain't been to band camp.
She was very pretty. So I'll give you that.
I'm even curious which one it is now.
You probably forgot about her.
I forget about most of them.
Yeah, she was
there might
y'all
be.
Y'all danced the whole night, and it was so cute. I was like, y'all are married.
Oh, now. You're talking about that little.
She's a life coach.
That little thick life coach.
She's a life coach.
Of all the
women.
She said she saw you needed her.
This woman was literally a life coach, and of all people, she spotted, she's like, that motherfucker needs me.
They danced the night away.
Danced the night away.
What kind of dancing do you do?
Oh, horrible! Like I've only got like a
you
couple
just do
moves.
Twirls,
yeah, and then I got like this move that I do that when you back off a little bit from me, I like start pointing at you.
Yeah, okay.
And then like
the
finger gunning the shit out of them.
Finger bang.
and she was right there doing it back too.
Oh yeah, she was in it. She was in it.
You pull her back with a rope, you know.
I probably did.
The whole, like,
there you go.
All that reeling
her
in.
Hey, Riley, what?
When she gets back over.
What songwriter round did you do?
Porch Light Pickers.
Oh, cool.
At the local.
Yeah.
It was good. Dan Hutch.
Yeah. Shout out to Dustin for bringing Dan over, and then Dan invited us to it. That was cool as shit, man.
Do you know why that episode never got released?
I got a real good guess.
Well, yeah, we won't break that up.
Oh, yeah.
I actually fucking deleted it because I was going to pull some from it and like just post some of it.
Oh yeah, there's no way we could post the whole thing.
Yeah, we could not have posted
reasons.
The whole
thing.
I'll tell you why when we get done with this.
I was like,
Tucker.
I wouldn't.
No.
Where was it at?
It was in Nashville.
So it's one of
it was me.
You have to say you had to be there.
It was one of the ones we were there for just the hang.
We was already hungover. Everybody was already hungover. It was Dan. What's Dan's last name?
Hudson.
Dan
with a T, I think.
Hudson.
Yeah, Hudson with a T.
Dustin, you, and David. And me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was slow. It started off slow anyway. But oh, stuttering. A lot of them do, though. Like, a lot of them, it takes a little bit to get the groove and catch it, especially when you got group shows and everything. Like, cause you just bounce around from subject to subject and just bullshit for a little bit before you get to what you're supposed to be talking about. But then there at the end, we had decided, and I've already said I was going to do this like fucking 10 times and never do it. I always say I want to do a show to where it's the before you go out.
Like part one.
And then you come back and you pause it. But the listener doesn't know that there's 7 hours of drinking in between. And then you come back and do the second part of the show. That's what we were going to do. So we record like 45, 50 minutes. But right there at the end, we got on a topic. And we just, even the person who might have said the stuff called me or said it to me when he was at the bar. He's like, hey, I need you to cut that. I might have went too far. So we, and then I just never, I never paid attention to it.
And you never, you can guess for multiple reasons why we didn't finish it, because we got back and you're a bit tad drunk, and I said 20 times we got to do part two. I know.
But I think somebody was with us that night, and I couldn't have recorded with them with us anyway.
Well, you had intention. No, you intentionally brought some people back. Anyways, it never happened.
Yeah, whatever day it was supposed to happen, we planned for it, but it didn't end up that way.
Because we could,
even once we got,
we ended up on a rooftop somewhere, and then we ended up
cross-eyed.
Yeah, cross-eyed.
Dave fell down. Dave fell down an entire flight of steps. I about fell down.
When did Dave fall down the steps?
Dave fell down the steps at the other Airbnb.
Did he?
Yeah, from the rooftop all the way down to the third floor.
Then Raleigh was on beer only.
Hey man.
I don't remember. Yeah, well, because at that point, like, y'all have been drinking all day.
If I'm climbing stairs and shit, I'm, let's just be real. I got a hard enough time already. Like, I'm not trying to let liquor make that shit worse.
Well, we made eye contact. He was like, Reagan, don't let me drink just any beer. Liquor. Just
beer. And my phone, and my phone's on random as we're sitting here talking.
But yeah, we love that random.
Yes, we do.
Love her. Yeah, so.
Did y'all know, like, me and somebody, we had to take an Uber back that night. Like, we left everybody.
Me and somebody.
Yeah, I'm not saying. I'm not.
I know who it was. I was at the Airbnb.
I'm not making her mad. That's what I'm cool. But anyway, we got into a lift.
Oh, I heard it was scary as fuck.
Yeah, the dude was fucking high. The driver was high. And his passenger was probably high, not as high. And she was telling him which way to go.
Now say, like, what kind of high? Because, like...
It was definitely meth.
Okay.
Yeah, it was scary. No, this was a 2005 Suburban.
Yeah, I get a little terrified if it was on meth.
Did it have matching rims, or were they mismatched?
I don't think anything was matched on this vehicle. I don't think the doors matched.
Really?
Yeah, but, like...
Was it fast?
No, they drove so slow.
They probably thought they were going...
And then, because if you haven't seen this side of me... But I have a very smart-ass mouth to lift drivers anyway. Like, I take it too far. And we got on our road, and it was like a mile away, and I felt comfortable talking shit at this point, because if I had to get out, not that bad of a walk. And so, like, they're driving 5 miles an hour, and the person I'm with is like, excuse me, are you falling asleep? Like, super concerned. And I was like, fuck it. Then I was like, there must not be some real any qualifications to drive for Lyft. And just started talking shit to them. They were so high they didn't even know I was talking to them. They thought I was talking to the person next to me the whole time.
Damn.
It was scary.
We convinced ours to go drag racing down Division the other night in the rain.
Wow.
It was awesome.
You do have a chatty chat for the Lyft drivers.
I've got a good video.
I remember that. I've got a good video of you.
They love that.
I don't know where they're from.
I got a good video of you talking about feet.
Oh, yeah. Why did the dude suck feet? He said he did, too. Shout out.
That was wild.
He asked the dude that looked like Aladdin if he sucked feet.
And he said, hell yeah.
He's like, yeah, but
he said, what the fuck you put on him? Like, hot sauce? Peanut butter?
He didn't understand what was going on.
Aerosol cheese? Easy cheese.
He's like, man, you suck feet.
It was very weird. It was very weird at the time. But anyway, let's get back to Caleb before he's like, I'm never talking to y'all again. Are you just releasing a single or is it EP?
Well, we're going to release the whole record, but I'm probably going to drop four songs before I drop the whole record. So
okay. Hell
yeah.
Plan about every 6 weeks after this one, another song will come out, and then probably about May.
Well, cool. You want to go ahead and play it so we can talk about it some afterwards?
Sure. You got that guitar pick on me?
Somewhere.
If not, I got picks laying around everywhere.
There you go. It's a heavy, I think. I don't know.
That's all good. I'm heavy too.
Right.
There's not much in this room that isn't.
I'm so excited.
That's why you need to. What was the company name again?
Rise Athletics. All right. Got enough room?
I think so. All right. Song's called Cutting Onions. Here we go.
Well, a 9-to-5 work week, hand to mouth, tongue in cheek, wasn't in a stall for me. I was wine and women and a miles a minute, the way I thought it was meant to be. I was burning up a Friday night, playing at the blue light, then you came walking in. And I knew right then, when your eyes met in mine, I'd never be the same again. Now I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying because I'm thinking about you. Well, it's not because you live, cause I'm scared to death, thinking about me without you. Now I'm running up the red line, revving every red light, Red Bull pulling me through. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying till I'm home with you. Now it's love and marriage and a baby in a carriage, Lord, I never saw it this way. And after all these years, I'm still head over heels, and it's getting better every day. Now it's birds and bees and black-eyed peas, I wouldn't have it any other way. We're the king and queen of our little bitty scene, and I hate it every time I go away. Now I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying because I'm thinking about you. Well, it's not because you left, cause it scared me to death, thinking about me without you. Now I'm running up the red line, revving every red light, Red Bull pulling me through. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying till I'm home with you. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying because I'm thinking about you. Well, it's not because you left, cause it scared me to death, thinking about me without you. Now I'm running up the red line, revving every red light, Red Bull pulling me through. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying till I'm home with you. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying till I'm home with you.
I like that. That is a jam. All right,
thank you.
That is a jam. Yes,
probably get you to play some more while we sit around bullshitting if you want to. All
right.
Who'd you write that one with?
Adam Swin and Adam Hood.
Nice. I like it. It's catchy.
Right on. What do you want to hear?
Surprise me.
Surprise me.
Do something. I always like I usually call them panty droppers. You got any something sweet, anything like that, love songs?
Yeah, yeah. So,
we love that.
We're trying to get Lee Tucker to learn how to do that, but he ain't got enough experience.
Tell you. Been practicing.
Same.
So this is one we'll probably release, I don't know, second, third, fourth. I don't know which one we're going to release it as, but this is one for my wife. This one's called Go There With You.
Did you unmute the guitar?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
It's not red anymore.
So good. Let's make sure.
I never seen the coast of California. Well, I never been any more west of Birmingham. Couldn't say I ever cared, but now I do. But I want to go there with you. I never known anyone that knew me better. Well, girl, you got a way of showing me. There's a whole lot of my heart I ain't been to. But I want to go there with you. Well, I want to stop and smell the roses on the way. Well, I want to love you for forever and a day. I don't know what the good Lord's got in store down the road for these old boots, but I want to go there with you.
to do the whole one, the whole song?
Yeah, the whole song. Stop it.
Never been to your hometown to meet your mama. I never drank a bourbon eat with your old man. Never seen that family farmhouse full of roots. But I want to go there with you. Well, I want to stop and smell the roses on the way. Well, I want to love you for forever and today. I don't know what the good Lord's got in store down the road for these old boots. But I want to go. I want to go there with you. I want to buy gold rings and let our hair turn silver. I want to walk with you till I can't walk at all. I may never make it to 100, but if I do, well, I want to go. Well, I want to go there with you.
I should have started drinking already. That's good.
That was beautiful.
Me too.
Is that on the... I didn't hear that one if you sent that one to me.
Yeah, it's on the record.
Okay, yeah. That's going to get played a lot around here.
Oh, so cool, when is that?
I don't know.
I need that one like yesterday.
I think that one's
you gonna play
I
for
think
Dustin?
That should be like a.
I need to be a better person so I can find a man like
I
that.
I
want to
get
that.
A perm with you.
Okay, that's so funny. I'm laughing.
Don't
so
go hunting with him. Yeah. stay in the ground.
I was hoping somebody was gonna say it.
I am. He is taking me hunting.
You better hope you're in a blind and not in a stand.
I never saw.
Yeah, if it's a stand, maybe
keep your
he'll
feet
put
on
you
the ground
with a staircase.
That was funny.
Yeah. What do they call that shit in Alabama? A shooting house? It's
did
like
you,
a deer stand with a big
you,
old staircase. They put a recliner.
I was thinking about a shotgun house.
They call it a shooting house in Alabama.
Shotgun
at least when
house
I
is how I almost
there,
got married the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, shooting house. Hillbilly shit.
Yeah, that was lovely.
That was a good one.
Redneck blind.
Redneck blind.
That's a real thing. Yeah.
Since it's our 12 days of Christmas, I really don't know what else to talk about right now. But if you guys want to play one, or you want to play one, I ain't got shit to do. Yeah, I mean, might as well, I'm looking at you. I would ask Tucker, but he's going to say, I don't know, buddy. I don't know. This ain't my thing no more. You know?
I got some new ones.
Play one. Don't give shit.
I'm fucking up. You got a capo?
Yep. There you go.
There you go.
Here's a pick if you need it.
All right. I'm going to try this. This is new. Uh-oh.
Are you leaving? No. Oh, okay. I was gonna say, if you are, make sure you tell Dustin we were just playing. he'll leave me a bad Yelp review or something. Oh, I hope she knows that Dustin fucks with us so hard.
So hard.
Dustin almost deserves it. Oh, shit.
Do they mess with you pretty hardcore?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The hardest.
Oh, yeah.
I get it more than anybody.
Yeah.
Has Dustin been on here?
Dustin's been on here a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a regular. He's one of those that you got to catch him in the right amount of alcohol or mood. Otherwise, he just don't want to talk.
Yeah.
He has a very short little span in there.
Yeah, he's got a good
very sober.
He's got a window where he's amazing to be around.
It's like
for the rest
minutes.
Of the time, the window needs to be fucking closed.
I love Dustin, but there's like sober, then a little bit drunk, and then all the way trashed.
Got any water?
Oh, do we got any water? I don't know if we got any water. I got Sprite Zero right there.
That'll work.
Yeah, will you hand him one of them Sprite Zeros, please? Yeah, there's beer here. There's not really water.
It's all good, man.
You don't have any more beer either.
We may ain't got no more beer. I got a refrigerator full of beer.
Where's your refrigerator?
The where I showed you refrigerator was at last night.
Did you spray?
That's fine. As if I would stink.
As if I would stink.
You mean if you shit?
Yeah. My shit don't stink.
Oh, okay.
Mine smells like warfare.
Oh, God.
Mine is horrible.
Yeah, mine smells like fucked up liver enzymes.
It's a whole piece of my finger in there.
Let's be a little less dramatic. Okay.
It hurts so bad. I pinched my finger while ago with one of these old ass mic stands that I got from that storage unit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm talking about it pinched the shit out of me. It took half my.
Let me hold that up.
It took half my arm.
I'm going to try to leave it right there so I can still read it.
So what are you finna play that's new?
Oh, boy. This is one that I wrote with Matt Rogers and J.C. Anderson. It's an idea that I had for about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, and I threw it out there. And everybody thought I was joking, but I was serious about writing it because the hook is just you'll see. But, you know, all these older people, all the hippies are now becoming grandparents.
Yeah. You've told me
they're
about
all, this. They're all a little different. So this is this one's called Grandma's House. Granny didn't always smile this much. It's been several years since Papa left us. You can't help. I'm going to start it over. Fuck. Let's cut that shit out. I'm telling you, it's a brand new song. I'm going to have to scroll and all that stuff. That's okay. It gets kind of hard, so that's why it's...
You want me to get you a stand?
Well, sorry. I got the phone on my knee. I'm trying to read it, and I got to scroll.
Do you want me to get the phone stand real fast for you?
It's fine. I'll figure it out.
Or you won't. It's fine.
Whatever. We'll see.
Hey, fuck it. Just do what you're going to do.
Just cut that part out. Start it over.
Yeah, I'm not.
All right. Whatever. Fuck it. Sorry, y'all. Granny didn't always smile this much. It's been pretty hard since Papa left us. Lately you can't help but see the glaze there in her eyes. Is it that doctor that she's got? Or maybe something he's prescribed? 'Cause... cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, she's glued there to the couch. Dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got Willie Nelson on and turned up loud. Well, I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. Well, I guess it ain't that bad this getting old. And she ain't talking pot roast when she says I saved a bowl, sharing peanut butter brittle and giggles by the stove. That's how you know cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, she's glued there to the couch. Dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got Willie Nelson on and turned up loud. Well, I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. She knows in a couple days that I'll be coming back to help her in her fight so she can kick glaucoma's ass. She'll pack me up some Tupperware that I can take back home. She says even in the Bible, folks were getting stoned. So I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, we're glued there to the couch.
dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got Willie Nelson on and turned up loud. Well, I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked at Grandma's house. Getting baked at Grandma's house. We're getting baked at Grandma's house.
I love that.
That is so cute. I love it.
That is good.
Yeah, it took me a little while to get there. It's a brand new one. I've just been working on some.
Why haven't
songs.
You sent that to me yet, fucker?
I thought I did.
No.
That's the one Matt Rogers is playing at the Bluebird Cafe with like Sunshine White and all that.
I think you did. I think we've listened to it.
Yeah.
You send me so much shit, it's hard for me to remember what you have and haven't. Riley, you got anything new you want to play? Yeah. That's a yeah. Hey, grab that stool over there so you can just sit right here in the middle of the room. Actually, that doesn't work. You're going to do it in the chair because I didn't think about you not having a mic.
I could use mine.
Yeah. If y'all switch real fast, that'd be...
Here. Yeah.
Tucker, you know this one time I wish me and you could do edibles together? Like good, strong ones?
I want to be here to record this shit.
I wish I could still get
I wish
high.
Y'all could have saw... Reagan got to see it the other night. Someone at a birthday party in Nashville the night gave me and Mark Oriott 90 milligram one, but it was like they didn't tell us till after we took it.
Heard about
that. It was from somebody who like a cancer patient. Yeah, we were stoned, like could not move. We were at Red Door just staring at each other. When I went to go watch y'all at the local that night, the same night, I was just crying. But it was like I was smiling and crying at the same time, but couldn't like say words.
Oh, I seen you when you come in there. I knew something was up.
Dude.
Bad.
Oh, yeah.
We made eye contact. You know.
Every time somebody looked at me in the face, I was
like this.
I was just like, what the fuck is going on? It was a lot. It was a lot. Anyway, what are you going to play for us there, big fella?
I don't know, man.
You can move that. You can scoot that out if you need to.
I'm fat. I'm gonna have to.
Rise Athletics, y'all.
What's the name of your company?
It's not
again?
Rise Athletics. What is it? Is Rise what?
It is Rise Athletic.
Oh, it is Rise
Performance. But I feel like that's a lot to say.
Rise Athletic Performance.
Reagan. Okay. Reagan is Rise.
My fat ass can't even say it. That's how much my body's already rejected it.
Reagan Rising.
I wrote this with David. With old Davey Dave. Last time we went in October.
Okay.
We
were talking about it yesterday.
I don't even know the name.
That y'all had started and they all finally finished.
This is one of them. Yeah, this is a Forgetter or Forgiver. We did like three or four that one day.
That morning, y'all were just popping them out that morning.
So right now the name's Forgetter or Forgiver. That might change. I don't know. Should I forget her? Should I forgive her? It's so hard telling my heart just what to do. I've been trying to find myself again. I keep getting lost in the wind. I've been trying to move on with my life. Stumbling through the dark without a light. Should I forget her? Should I forgive her? It's so hard telling my heart just what to do. If I leave her behind, she'll forever stay on my mind. But if I keep her, what she did will stay there too. Wheels been spinning in my mind for days. Why do I treat my heart this way? Always thought she was the one to blame. I keep getting in my own way. I forget her? Should I forgive her? It's so hard telling my heart just what to do. If I leave her behind, she'll forever stay on my mind. But if I keep her, what she did will stay there too. But if I keep her, what she did will stay there too.
What? I've lived that shit.
I remember when you guys were writing that morning. That was cool.
Yeah, yeah, I did too, because my fucking head was pounding in the bed, and all you could hear downstairs was him and David fucking writing and playing for about 4 hours.
I was just sitting there like this, watching them. I was like, this is awesome.
I couldn't get out of bed. My head hurt so bad that day.
Damn.
Finally got up, had a good time. Maybe my head hurt again the next day.
Yeah, then got yelled at about thyroid medicine.
Thyroid medicine.
That was great.
Fucking 3 a.m.
What the fuck?
I'm not going to name names.
I remember.
But what? Somebody come down there. Down
ask about the thyroid
the main
medicine.
Room.
Yeah.
And look me. Now, I think she just happened to be looking in my general direction when she said it. But
mind you, Riley is gone at this
we
point.
Made eye contact. You were down there?
Riley was gone at this point, too. She said, he was already on his
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I was on
about.
My shit. I was on.
Yeah,
one.
He was roasting everybody at this point.
Who was roasting?
Riley was. He was roasting
She come down and said, somebody took my thyroid medication. I said, do I fucking look like I take thyroid medication? My thyroid wouldn't know what the fuck to do if I gave it medicine.
That motherfucker's still going to act up. All of ours is.
I said, look.
Who
look,
was hollering
said,
about
look,
who had
look,
thyroid medicine?
Look, Xanax? Stole.
Yeah, I think it was
stole. Adderall?
Stole.
Adderall? Stole. Thyroid medicine?
Not stole.
Ain't fucking stole.
What's that going to do for me?
Right. What am I?
Who
it's,
with us had
still,
fucking
oh,
thyroid
I can't wait
medicine.
To get revved up. I can't
it's
wait
still,
to rev my thyroid
you
up. You know?
It's still just as funny every time.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking hilarious.
No shit. That's what I'm saying. It's already overactive from the looks of it. So what the fuck? Like, come on, man.
Rise up. Rise athletics. For all those with thyroid problems that don't want to take the medicine.
I got it.
Who the fuck had thyroid problem that was with that had thyroid medicine?
One of your friends you brought.
We can talk about it later.
Just show me, put on, like, do the initial on your hand first. It's only could be two people. Only could be.
You see that right there?
Oh. What are you talking about?
It was so great.
I didn't realize that she had done that.
I couldn't stop laughing.
It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, it was great. I mean, I remember that.
Was I in the room when it happened?
We had a great time.
I think so.
I don't know.
I was there?
I mean, if you were mentally, no. But you might have physically.
There's a couple nights that when all of us were there that I have a hard time recalling. And they kind of all run together.
In all fairness, it's always loud. So it was very loud that night.
Seems like it stays very loud there anyway.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, especially if it's those two I'm thinking about. The most annoying people on the goddamn planet. When they're together. Let's say it. They get on my fucking nerves. But anyway, so before we end it, Caleb, I appreciate you coming, hang out for a little bit. I hope we can help you with some content and stuff for Cutting Onions and all that. If you got a, because I'd like for you to end it with playing one more. That way people go, it's the last thing they hear, probably turn their radio off. That way they'll go look at your Spotify and iTunes and all that kind of stuff. If they were going to look up Lee Tucker's, they would have done it by now. That's just, doesn't look,
very true.
Doesn't look like they're going too well for him. He's still selling insurance. Riley, y'all just heard Riley Anderson. Make sure you look up Gypsy Undersupervised on all your stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one more time, tell us about Rise Athletics, where they can find it at, and how can they get in touch with you for thyroid problems.
You can get in touch with me on Instagram, Reagan.
Are you also booking Dustin Heron shows? Calling venues,
can,
lining
you
it
can
up.
Find
your
me
PR guy
Reagan,
now.
Reagan, Reagan underscore fit. And on Facebook, I'm Reagan Milholland.
Soon to be.
That's not what I said.
Are y'all doing Christmas together this year?
Matching pajamas? Or
look at Lee. If they had on matching clothes,
the
you wouldn't be able to
plaid,
tell.
Y'all
never
take
mind.
A picture in Buffalo plaid?
Yeah,
that's the move.
Got to get them in red and black if you can.
If
go
y'all,
dogs.
If y'all had on matching pajamas, y'all'd be the cutest lesbian couple ever.
That's so sweet of you to say. I thought like that was from the heart.
It is. It'd be beautiful. Anyway, all right. So we got to talk him in. You're here all the way till January, right?
I'm going back like right after Christmas.
Right after Christmas?
Yeah.
So you got to talk Dustin into coming for like a day or two while Lee's here. And all of us. Oh, y'all both got people. And I'm all, never mind. Maybe this isn't a good idea.
Like five dogs.
I'm by myself all the time.
No, I won't. It's a joke. It's a joke. I want Hannah and you and Dustin and Lee. And then I'll wrangle up some more for the evening.
Well, don't look at me.
Yeah.
I already rejected him.
Herding heifers over here. Don't worry. I won't be alone. I'll just plan it out a little bit better. Well, we all should do something together one night.
I agree.
Did you say go hog hunting?
This weekend, yep.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, play something else, and as soon as it gets done, we're just going to end it. Folks, this is 12 Days of Christmas. Whatever. Fucking putting out a show every day. This is the first one, so thank y'all for listening. And thank y'all for making the show top 1% show. It's been a hell of a year. And thank all of y'all. I know Caleb, this is your first time on here, but everybody else, they've been a part of the show and a lot of trips and everything. Gypsy will be doing some more shows while you're here all week. Mm-hmm. Tucker, if he, you know, get off his ass, get done with what he's doing with insurance, come back down here a little bit more.
Gotta pay my bills, man.
Well, yeah. Well, when you're not doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, send us out on a banger. Send us out on whatever you want to. It could be an original. It could be the song that made you want to get into country music. Just play us whatever you're one of your favorite, or whatever you want to.
Make me cry.
Make you cry? Yeah. Hey, dude, thanks for having me on here, by the way.
Anytime, dude.
Yeah, I really appreciate
you, it. You can definitely come. I didn't realize you lived in Georgia.
Yeah, man.
So
I'm only like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, I didn't know. So you can come anytime you want to.
Okay.
Write, hang out, drink. I don't know if you bring your wife next time. Shit, we'll make a day out of it.
Like, she won't let you come back?
I think that would be fine. She might just... she might tell some stories about me, and I won't be able to come back on here. So
that'd be fine.
You can't come back on here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, you got to think about that.
You were talking about drinking games. Every time you drop the F word, how many?
I don't have enough liquor.
No, I lose.
No, I can't. That's like my favorite word.
I can't play that.
I love invert.
Either. I'll be dead.
Yeah. favorite thing to do.
Yep. Do y'all want me to play an original, or do you want
whatever
me to play
you want to? What, I literally like it. This is for the listener to have the best idea who you are, since this is the first time you've been on the show.
What do you think, Lee?
What's your most streamed thing on Spotify?
I don't have one. I got like 50 streams, probably.
I like sad.
Lee. I know. Yeah. I was like, make me cry. Make me feel something.
I'm a big fan of sad music.
Sad old country songs.
Sad. Yeah.
And it could be one of your
sad songs old make me happy.
You know what? I'm going to play this one. This is my hero. I'm going to play my hero song. I think it's one of your heroes wrote it, too. So.
Hey.
We were talking about it at the beach. Old Bobby Pinson.
Oh, I love Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the world of him. Oh, yeah.
Note to self. A truck only goes so far on half a tank. That credit card ain't money in the bank. Don't sound like a good idea, probably ain't. Note to self, you can't change a wish, she's gonna change her mind. She might love you, but she won't like you all the time. Instead of taking her for granted, take her somewhere nice. Note to self, love ain't diamond rings. A bigger don't always mean better. The grass ain't always green. A money don't grow on trees. Ever can make somebody be made for you. God ain't gonna do the praying for you. Whiskey's better left up on the shelf. Well, note to self. Note to self. Some girls say goodbye, they mean goodbye. That don't mean that she don't hurt and she don't cry. Gonna wish you would when she tells you she don't wanna find yourself. Love ain't diamond rings. A bigger don't always mean better. The grass ain't always green. The money don't grow on trees. Ever can make somebody be made for you. God ain't gonna do the praying for you. Whiskey's better left up on the shelf. Well, no, sir. Should have kept it in my pocket. Should have known it from the start. Should have read it every morning. Should have wrote it on my heart. Love ain't diamond rings. A bigger don't always mean better. The grass ain't always green. Money don't grow on trees. Ever can make somebody be made for you. God ain't gonna do the praying for you. Whiskey's better left up on the shelf. You can't find the answer, look somewhere else. Well, note to self. Note to self. A truck only goes so far on half a tank.
That's, I said I was just going to end it as soon as you hit that last note. You just sung the shit out of that.
That was woo. Awesome. Thank holy you. Crap.
I tried to figure out this whole time like whose voice you remind me of, and it's Randy.
Randy Houser.
It's 100%.
Well, that doesn't hurt my feelings.
Oh, you know, not at all.
He's one of the best fucking voices.
Oh, yeah, I love Randy Houser. Yes,
oh, dude, he's my hero.
Your runs and everything are damn near like identical.
Look.
Shit.
Before we end it, I think the highlight of my whole, I guess you would call it a career, whatever, but down at the Floribama, a buddy of mine, Drew Haney, he's good friends with him. And they didn't tell me, but Randy came down to hang out with him, and they showed up at my show at the Floribama.
Oh, no shit.
And I looked like my parents were there, like the whole place. Like, I knew a lot of people in there. And I looked at my wife, Alyssa, and she looked at me, and she was like, oh, God. It, like, don't mess up. And I'm like, if I can sing in front of him, like, I'm
that's cool.
Yeah. And he actually came up to me and put like $20 in my drawer. I was like, hey man, play note to self. And I was like, for real? God, that's most nervous I've ever been in my life. So
that's awesome.
But it was cool, man. Cool.
Him tipping you great, to play his song. Guy. That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
That's funny, man. First time I met him, I was in Key West. And I rode on the back of a damn one of them mopeds with Trey Landon driving.
Yep.
And Bryce Carlisle riding right beside us, hauling ass. And we were headed to Bobby Pinson's private party or whatever right there at Loggerheads on the beach. It's always the last night of the Key West Songwriter Festival. And we show up, and Randy Houser's out there in the parking lot. He lost his one-hitter. So we're out there looking for Randy's one-hitter in the parking lot. That's how I met Randy Houser the first time. So this just reminded me of that.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, thank y'all. If I don't see, which I'm pretty sure I'll see all y'all before, Merry Christmas. We say Merry Christmas on this show.
That's right.
But anyway, Caleb, thank you for coming, hanging out, and all that good shit. And go save right now, pre-save Cutting Onions. Look up his, Lee's, and Riley's music. Don't just download the top one. Listen to all of them and download each and every one of them and share them with your friends. And Rise Athletics, Reagan. Make sure you go look up Dustin Heron, too, on all social media platforms. He won't be on the hunting channel anytime soon, but maybe he'll make it on CMT before he makes it on the hunting channel.
Next fall.
Maybe next fall.
Next fall. That should be the name of his next song.
Yeah.
Next fall.
Hey, I'm really glad that he didn't get more hurt.
I am, too. I'm sitting there bullshitting, but I'm grateful he's all right.
I texted him because I still hadn't talked to him. I didn't know exactly what had happened. Exactly. But he texted me, and I was like, what's up, bud? Just checking on you. And he got hurt. He's like, yeah, I'm having surgery tomorrow. And I was like, okay, like, what surgery? He's like, fucking circumcised. What the fuck you
think? Yeah. You can't be nice to him.
Yeah.
You think
that's
it's
the
us.
Last thing that was said. Yeah. I was just like, I'm going to leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah. We show that we care. I sent him a very nice message the other day. He sends me one that is backhanded. Like, I'm like generally concerned about this man, and I love him. I'm like, hey, I'm here if you need me. And he's like, yeah, I bet. Come cuddle. Yeah. Like, he, yeah.
I'm going to piss myself in that one.
What is his what's his spitting game like to you, Reagan? How's he do it?
We gotta
know.
Actually, I want to know this.
Do you want a scissor?
Dustin joined her old weight loss company to start off with. That's not a joke. That's how Dustin got in the door. Well, I introduced him. It works. So Rise Athletic, guys.
You gotta rise.
No, he's real sweet, actually.
What?
he's real sweet to me.
He fucking hates us.
Yep.
Well, after this show, he'll probably hate us more. But he's talked shit about everyone in this room besides Caleb.
Oh, yeah.
Then Riley. Well, he's talked shit about me and you.
He's just.
That's it.
Yeah, well. That makes sense.
He's like an in the closet sweetheart. Like
I believe that. He's always. Yeah.
He's a good dude.
But in a good way. Like,
I really think that way. He would be a great dad, too. So. Okay.
He's already asked you for baby pictures, hasn't he?
Baby pictures.
He's gonna get one of them things, mate, where he takes his little baby picture and your baby picture, puts them together, and see what it'll look like.
Look like Chief.
Look like Chief.
No, like.
Will the baby already have the perm, or
does it come with it? Can we?
They
get
gotta
it
get installed. Later.
If it doesn't, he's gonna get that baby perm right out the gate.
Blue eyes.
All right.
You should name the baby with a T. That way you can call it Mr. T.
Okay, there we go.
We're going to name this episode Talking Daddy D.
Tustin.
Tustin?
Tustin.
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 Okay, we're done. All right, thank y'all for listening to the first episode of the 12 Days of Christmas. Riley, Gypsy, Reagan, Caleb, and Lee, thank y'all for coming, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.